Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. If you would like to see if maybe there's some people you know in the area that you live in that are listening to Free Talk Live, you can go to map.freetalklive.com. But more importantly, you can add yourself to our listener map. We've got hundreds of our listeners that have gone there already to do that. And it's, of course, totally free. You just add your name and your picture if you'd like. You can add a little phrase to go along with yourself. Map.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, www.freestateproject.org, or you can give them a call at 1-888-532-4604, or again, you can go to their website, freestateproject.org.
800, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they really are. I think your only chance for life, for liberty in your lifetime, it's the only solution that I see.
Yeah, we're not just saying that because they pay us to. We're saying that because we're all members of the Free State Project, and we're all going to New Hampshire with the Free State Project.
And it really is the best way to get that done, is to, you know, get out and get people together.
We're
going to vote the same way. And, you know, the only way to eliminate the government is without violence and without an uprising and a revolution is to change it through the system that exists.
Well, yeah, you said eliminate the government. The Free State Project isn't an anarchist movement.
No,
it's not
absolutely not. I mean even parts of it. It's so hard to get even any one single law off the books or one single tax eliminated without.
Of course it is, because the people who benefit from that tax rally to its defense. Whenever a tax or a government program is under attack by any group that's looking to repeal it.
Oh, no, poor us.
Right.
We might lose our jobs.
You want to end Social Security, but old people will die in the streets. They'll come up with the most outlandish, outrageous excuses to keep their government program around. They appeal to emotion, and they get people all upset and all scared about possibly getting rid of the government program, when in fact it's totally ludicrous to suggest things like old people would die in the streets without Social Security. What do you? Does everybody hate their parents? Do old people not have friends? It just totally doesn't make any sense at all. Just completely ludicrous. Manwich, where are we going this hour?
Well, I got a couple of choices for you. Would you like to hear the 9/11 panel gives the government F's in reform? Would you like to hear the Big L versus Little L?
You've been holding that. You said that was a really good email. So
it is. It's really good. There's a bit of an exchange here. Curtis writes and says, "Hey, Manwich, since you seem to be on the path towards a principled view concerning the state, I thought you might find the following article helpful." And it's from Mr.
Is that a little condescending?
I'm probably on my part. I think he was just giving me an article. It's from Mr. Malio at lourockwell.com. And I read it. And
here's an article to help you.
Yeah.
Little man.
Here's a little help. And
you need a little.
Here was my response. Because, you know, I'm a nice guy. "This is my problem with Big L's. There seems to be no difference between them and anarchists. I just want to see a smaller government and fewer taxes."
So wait, you're actually reading your email.
Yeah, this is mine.
I want to hear your email. I want to hear the article.
"My life is good. I'm not quite ready to see everyone free, but I'd like to see them a lot freer." And, you know, I sign it, of course, Manwich, and send it on. And Curtis writes back, nicely, I might say. "Manwich, I don't want to sound persnickety, but I think that the terminology used on FTL with regard to Big L libertarian versus Small L libertarians is backwards, or maybe sideways." Wikipedia explains the difference as follows. "The term Small L libertarian is used by those who define themselves as ideologically libertarian, but are not members or adherents of the official libertarian party in their country. People who consider themselves Small L often derisively refer to those who follow the party line as Big L libertarians."
Really?
Yeah, and I wonder whether, you know, like, maybe somebody told you the definition, and I know you told me the definition of what a Big L and Little L, and I wonder if it's just like a regional thing right around here.
Who knows?
Where somebody sort of spread a little misinformation, and off it grew.
Got it backwards. Who knows? Who cares?
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't.
Well,
because I consider myself a free marketeer now, so it's a non-issue for me.
Well, the other sites I've checked say essentially the same thing. I don't think either of us fall into the Big L category based on that definition.
You know what? Here, let's change it. Let's fix it right now. I'm going to fix the problem right now. You know what? I consider myself a big P libertarian.
What's that mean?
It means that I'm principled.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So that's how you can fix it. No confusion.
Well, that's
there.
What libertarian's supposed to mean anyway. When you're a libertarian, you're supposed to be principled. It's just that people like to label themselves it because it's cool. I mean, and that's a good thing. The word libertarian is becoming more accepted in popular society.
Understood.
It's becoming more used out there. And so, yeah, a lot of people are applying it. A lot of politicians, a lot of TV personalities will just throw it out there. You know, they'll temper it by saying, well, I'm sort of a libertarian on that. Or they'll never say full on that they're a real libertarian, but I'm sort of a libertarian, kind of a libertarian. It's getting more used, and that's good.
Because I didn't know what libertarian meant at one point, I sort of make sure I don't say, I'm on a libertarian talk show. I don't say that. I say, you know, we're on a talk show, we do current events, and we sort of tackle things from a pro-freedom, pro-liberty standpoint.
Right. That's how I describe the show.
And people will often say, oh, you're libertarians.
Right.
Often. I mean, most of the time, I would say.
You know, that's good, because one of the issues within the Libertarian Party that they've been concerned with over the years, and it's come up time and time again, is should we change the name of the party?
Mm-hmm.
Because they contend, the ones that want to change the name of the party, they contend that, yes, libertarian confuses people into thinking they're liberals and that people don't know what libertarian means and that, you know, maybe we should change it to the Liberty Party or something like that.
Freedomologists.
I don't think there's a... The thing is there's not a good alternative, unfortunately. Freedomologist, not so good.
No.
Free marketeer, stinks.
It would probably be libertology.
I think the Liberty Party is acceptable.
I think the Liberty Party would make some sense.
It's more
than what are you? Liberty Bells?
Libertyites.
Yeah. Libertans.
800-259-5791. Let's go to the New York City story from the AP. Federal judge Friday upheld the police department's practice of randomly searching subway riders' bags, saying the intrusion on people's privacy is minimal, while the threat of a terrorist bombing is real and substantial. Yeah, since we've had so many of them in this country. Oh, wait, no. They barely ever happen. Yes, I know, 9/11 was horrible, and it was terrible, and lots of people died, and it was fiery, but it was only one. And then there was that one back in 1993, and then there was Oklahoma City. Really, I mean... There's not that many terrorist bombings.
Wait, I mean, come on. You're trying to say that we don't have terrorist bombings here? I mean, the threat is so huge. I mean, are you... Wait. Is it not like Israel or one of these countries where they have
one every friggin' day, and if not more than one, 17 or 20? Let's talk to Chris. Chris in Virginia. We'll get back to the New York thing, but let's go to Chris in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. Hey, I want to talk about the war on drugs.
Do it.
Did you want someone to call in that's for the war on drugs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we always love drug warriors.
I'm probably going to get you all too excited here, but the reason why I think the war on drugs is good is because it creates a black market.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think a black market's good?
I was thinking about it the other day because my friend, he's involved in that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I know his prices for turnover rates. And, like, he buys it and sells it for more than half.
Well, yeah, but don't you realize that black markets cause violence, and that violence, friends and family members of yours could die?
Don't you realize your friend could die someday as a result of... I mean, that's one of the risks he's taking. Sure, he's doubling his money all left and right, but there's always the risk that he's going to go and get shot on his next drug deal.
It's true, but it's all tax-free, too, which is kind of nice.
Tax-free is good. I mean, you are pointing out some advantages of participating in the black market, and they're certainly in existence, but I'd say the black market causes more problems than it solves. It's going to exist every time you ban something.
I really like the angle that you're taking with this, because the points that you're making are absolutely important. And for the people who are, you know, all against, who are against drugs, the people who are really against drugs, who are for the drug war, well, guess what? These are the reasons. You're for the drug war.
I totally agree.
You're for the drug war, and guess what? You're helping the drugs propagate. You're raising their value. Good job.
You're giving people a reason to distribute them because it's so profitable. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Who wouldn't want to make so much money? I mean, it's attractive. More Free Talk Live coming up.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website on the house. Live streaming, we got that. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, all of it is free. All we ask from you, simple vote. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. And it makes a huge difference for us, man. What does it do if you vote for Free Talk Live?
It's publicity. People who are interested in podcasts, be they new listeners, new potential listeners, or...
Because we're a radio show and a podcast.
Right. Or media people who are trying to find out more about podcasting, you know, writing articles, that kind of thing.
Right.
Those people go on the internet and they type in podcast. One of the first things that comes up is PodcastAlley.com. And when they type on, go to PodcastAlley.com, the first thing is the list. And those are the podcasts that people are going to listen to.
That's
the
right.
Top 10. And if we're number one on that top 10,
we're going to get the most listeners.
We are.
And I think we're only like 30 votes away from being number one right now.
Yeah, we're number
like,
two at the moment.
Your vote really counts. Because if you vote right now, you're like, helping us get 3% closer to being number one.
All
so,
you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com real quick, real easy. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Spam your buddy lists.
Yeah, tell all your friends.
Oh, my God, they're number one? That's unacceptable. It's totally, totally unacceptable.
It's like the first time they've been number one for a number of months, like 6 months. Anyway,
well, let's not begrudge them their number one status unless we can have it.
Let's go back to the black market, because Chris brought it up. He called in. He pointed out that one of the benefits to the war on drugs is that his buddy gets to sell drugs and make oodles and oodles of profit on them. And, yeah, he's right. That's probably why the drug dealers are for the war on drugs as well. I mean, it's not just the government and all the anti-drug people that are for the war on drugs, but the drug dealers themselves
see,
would really like this to continue on.
See, that's what I really would have liked to have said to the crazy psycho who called in on Saturday, just to be able to say, oh, so you're for the drug war, so you agree with the drug dealers. And just see what she had to say to that.
Well, she would have been confused by what she said.
Right.
Right.
Because it's cryptic.
But she would deny. At that point, she wanted to lock them up.
Yeah, at that point, and she'd say, oh, you know, then you just say, you know, well, you side with the drug dealers. You support the drug war.
But I want to lock those drug dealers up. They're hurting our children.
They realize that that's just a part of doing business.
They should get the death penalty.
That's an acceptable risk to them.
If we give them the death penalty, then that will stop them.
Nah, it's an acceptable risk.
Yeah, you know what? There are people
that just raise the price of drugs more.
That's
and
true.
It'll just jam up the death rows because you never get it done.
And it will also, if you brought the death penalty to the drug business...
Yeah, that's not going to stop the drugs. It's just going to raise the price of drugs.
It would make the black market so much more violent because it would attract the most dangerous element. I mean, right now, the marijuana business kind of got a bunch of hippies moving the products around the country, that sort of thing. It's really, you know... If you're dealing with cocaine, you're in a whole different world.
Yeah.
And so if you were to make it so there's the death penalty, then the person who is considering going into distributing illegal drugs would have to really think about whether or not they wanted the death penalty. And so only the hardest of the hardheads, only the toughest of the Hell's Angels bikers are going to get into the drug business. And it's going to become even more violent and, as you pointed out, even more expensive to buy drugs. And if the drugs are more expensive, that means the addicts are going to be robbing, killing, and stealing from more more people.
Well, the other thing is that because the value of the drugs, because if they're taking that risk, you know, a drug dealer is taking the risk of death.
Yeah.
They're going to raise the price. I mean, to them, that's, you know, they need to make more money in order to take that risk.
That's how business works.
The price goes up for the drugs. The drug addicts who need those drugs have got to afford the drugs. Therefore, they've got to do something to get the money, which means they come into your house.
That's right.
So you go ahead, make the death penalty, see what happens. You might just get killed.
You know, it was
for
amazing.
Your shoes.
But I might.
So somebody gets drugs.
That's the problem.
Anybody.
The problem with this whole democratic system is those people get to choose whether or not my family's put in danger.
And the sick part is, the really sick part is when we had the drug warriors on the phone on Saturday night, we pointed this out to one of them. The more sensible one, the guy who was a little more pensive, a little more thoughtful about what we were talking about. Even when we put that in front of him, that his family was in danger because of the war on drugs, he still thought that there would be more danger if we legalized. He was still more afraid of people being on drugs.
The people that are the only danger then is mostly to the people that are on the drugs.
Right.
I mean, you can eat enough crank pills to overdose yourself or whatever you do to these crank pills.
I don't know, whatever it is you do.
And I suppose that
you
there's
a suppository, though. I heard that works really well.
I want to talk to caveat and a little hope.
Wait. Oh. There's also the possibility they get into cars, and I guess there's the minute possibility they go crazy in a McDonald's parking lot and smash in some windshields and beat a couple of people up. But usually that's PCP, which I haven't heard about
not
in the news in a long time.
No.
Because people don't do things that are crazy. People don't take drugs that are crazy. You know, the drugs that people take are taken normally because they're recreational. But when they take the crazy drugs, it's because of the fact that they're black market and they don't know what they're getting most of the time. You know, they take it because they didn't know what they were getting into. They were ignorant.
A lot of the craziest drugs have come from the fact that these drugs are made illegal, that the original drugs that were made illegal. So when they were cracking down on cocaine in the mid-80s, the coke dealers figured out a way to change the coke a little bit, add some baking soda to it, and make it into something a little bit different, a little bit cheaper to manufacture, and a lot more dangerous.
I want to throw in a caveat, though, about something you said, you know, with the guy who still believed What exactly?
I think it's based on their fear of the drug users. These people have been mind-warped and brainwashed by the state propaganda into thinking that drug users are violent, that drug users are dangerous, but that's just not the case. 99% of drug users just want to get high. That's what they want. They want to sit in their house and feel different. They want to forget about the lousy job they have during the daytime. They want to forget about the argument that they had with their girlfriend the morning before. They want to forget about their cruddy lives, so they do drugs. The problem comes in when they have to acquire the drugs. That's where the violence comes in, when they don't have enough money for them.
I was talking about the caller who still, you know, you say even though we told him all the facts and that his family was in danger, he still believed that, you know, he still believed that the drug war is good. Well, I wanted to say, you know, I heard that guy, I heard the caller, and he sounded a little unsure of himself at the end, and he might
be unsure of himself the whole time. He was pausing for like 2 or 3 seconds.
Nobody's going to convert right there on the radio.
I mean, exactly, and that's the point that I want to bring up, is that, you know, we've had a lot of callers and people in the past. Gene, you know, people...
We converted a socialist. We had a socialist call last week.
Well, okay, so...
Niall,
okay.
Utah.
And even Jason, the socialist, too.
What about the little girl who was out of school just doing nothing, and she called us up, and we...
That was years ago.
It was years ago, but it's a huge thing.
You know, even though we may not get them 100%, you know, we might not get everybody 100%, at least not immediately. Sometimes it takes time. And people, you know, it's still a wake-up call. And
sure.
It's still, you know, that guy might go out and, you know, he might still listen to the show. He might just do a little bit more reading. He might just come a little bit further, you know?
Hopefully he will. And I think just the message on its own, I agree with you, Jonathan. It really is a slap in the face for people. I mean, the woman, when she came on the line with us, she was upset.
She couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Shocked that somebody would get on the radio and say, let's end the war on drugs. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't understand it or process it. But there's a lot of people out there that do understand it. There's a lot of people that when they hear that message, and we heard from a lot of them, they
called in. Well, they think that we're just being shock jocks. That's what they're assuming. That's the assumption that's being made. Oh, they're just saying that to be shocking, those horrible, awful, shock jocky radio people.
Yeah. And that's not the case.
As much as I like shock jocks, I mean, but that's not what we're doing.
Well, we do shock people based on our content, but we don't shock with TNA. We don't shock by talking
about
sexually explicit things.
But we wouldn't do that if the government weren't insane.
Yeah.
If the things that were going on weren't crazy.
Right. It's the government that's shocking. It's taking money from people at gunpoint that's shocking and outrageous. More coming back, 800-259-5791. Also outrageous, New York City subway searches. We're going to return to that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Cartmanic Minute. Planning your next vacation? Say to Europe, Maui, the Caribbean? How about a hitchhike around the galaxy? When I come back, I'll tell you about one heavenly road trip and a Ford who'll be your guide. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. Robin Leach could give you a tour of the heavenly pads of the rich and famous. But if you want a trip that's out of this world, look to Ford. Ford Prefect, that is. Ford Prefect,
who named himself after the nicely inconspicuous car produced in England in the 1930s, is the alien in the upcoming blockbuster A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Ford escorts human friend Arthur around the galactic neighborhood in advance of the Earth's demolition to make way for a hyperspace bypass. Unlike both Fords, the alien and the car, the original prefect was a senior official in the Roman Empire who made his road trips in a horse-drawn chariot. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Monday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streaming available there for you, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. We've got broadband dial-up there, freetalklive.com. Go take advantage of them. FreeTalkLive.com. All right. And you can also dial us up, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right. So New York, a federal judge has upheld the police department's practice of searching subway riders' bags on a random basis. Police...
I can't believe they would uphold it. I'm just surprised at that.
No, you're not.
I'm very surprised that a judge would uphold that. Just
why?
Randomly look at police?
He's upholding the state. Everything the state does, judges are likely to uphold. It's all about power.
Police randomly checking people's bags. Sorry, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Really, really.
As you know, the police tightened security in the nation's largest subway system in July after the deadly terrorist attacks in London's underground. The risk of a terrorist bombing in New York City's subway system is real and substantial, according to Judge Berman.
The other thing that's really disgusting and crazy about this is that an airport, you don't really have to travel in an airport. When you're in a city, you have to travel in the subway. I mean, it's like you don't have a choice.
Well, I suppose
unless you can bicycle or something.
And the buses...
So barely. I mean, that's not even
the
really
the buses will move you east or west real good. But
no, they won't move you real good. It'll take you hours to get a couple blocks in the city if you try to take a bus or a cab.
Crazy.
Not if you're riding the bus line.
Traffic in cities, obviously...
The city as in New York City?
Sure. The city, that's the one city that I know best.
The buses are pretty good as far as getting you from east to west.
How often have you spent time in New York City?
I've been there three different times.
Three different times.
I've spent probably a cumulative of 2 weeks.
A cumulative of 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. I grew up and I used to go to New York City every day when I was a kid.
Okay.
It takes, if you want to get from like... I don't know, the Lower East Side to the Upper West Side of New York, and you want to take a bus, it's going
to
take...
moving east to west. That's more north to south, too.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter.
You've got to go through Central Park there.
Right. But you're taking something that should be, if you were to just take a direct trip in a car and there was no traffic, probably take about 5 minutes, the actual distance.
Sure.
If you take a bus any time during the day at all... It's going to take you a good hour, maybe a good hour and a half.
Crazy.
To get something that would be a five-minute trip. If you take the subway, it's going to take you about 15 minutes.
Right, so people are moving through the subways, and so New York City decided to do a little crackdown and start randomly searching, like, people's bags. I don't know if it's every sixth person or there's just every Indian person that comes through, but they are searching people's bags. And the New York Civil Liberties Union had challenged the searches, arguing that riders were being subjected to a pointless and unprecedented invasion of their privacy, not to mention unconstitutional.
Yeah, I listened to one of our competition's podcast that comes out of New York, and they've spoke about this, the subway searches, and yeah, it's pretty, from what I hear, the cops are fairly biased as far as who they search. So yeah, it pretty much is, you know, every fifth Indian person or every Indian person.
The
know?
Judge cited the testimony of police officials who said the search policy might cause terrorists to choose a different target. Because the threat of terrorism is great and the consequences of unpreparedness may be catastrophic, it would seem foolish not to rely on those qualified persons in the best position to know. So because some cop came up there and said, this is bad, somebody could bomb the subways, we should make it so they bomb somewhere else. That's his justification.
The crazy thing is that we didn't have a huge tragedy in America on September the 11th, 2001 because somebody blew up mass transit. We had a big tragedy because somebody took mass transit and flew it into a freaking building right. Full of people. You can't take a subway and fly it into anything.
No.
No.
And you can kill people in a variety of different ways. You don't have to blow up moving vehicles
right,
to get people dead.
You know, they can blow up a subway line, and they can have a bomb on a subway, and what happens, and the reason
and
why...
And kill, what, hundreds? Conceivably hundreds of people, right?
Well, everyone on the train, and everyone, maybe even a couple other trains, if the tunnels flood with toxic smoke. Now, that's what kills people in a subway bombing. That's what was the problem was in London. Now, the real issue about this is that it doesn't matter, these morons, idiots, absolute, complete stupidity. Because, guess what? If you have all the police focusing on the subway, they're going to bomb a bus. You focus on the buses, they're going to bomb a subway or fly planes in the building.
Right. It even says it here.
If you focus on the planes, trains, and the automobiles, guess what they're going to do? They're going to bomb a stadium. If you focus on the stadium, guess what? They're going to go in an office building and blow up an office building. If you focus on the office building, guess what? They're going to poison the food supply.
Well, even the judge is admitting it. He says that it might cause terrorists to choose a different target. He's admitting that, okay, they're going to bomb something, but let's try to protect the subways and keep those people alive.
It's not really about protecting the subway either. What it is about scaring the American public.
Of course,
it's the government being terrorists. You know, if we need to eliminate terrorists, we need to just blow up Washington. That's what really needs to happen.
Well, be careful what you say.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Secret Service, come check me out because you're, you know, what are you going
to
come? You're going
to
come and tell me I'm right? But you show up and just tell me I'm absolutely correct, because as far as that goes, I mean, and I'm not, you know, I don't suggest that we actually, you know, that somebody actually, get to
Yeah, I wouldn't want to blow up Washington as a whole, because there's some innocent people that live there. I think maybe blowing up government buildings.
I think that's too much time and effort and a waste of time and money. I think nobody should waste that effort on Washington. I think Washington just needs to stop and go away.
Yeah,
that's why, again, we're members, we're talking about the Free State Project, because... You know, revolution is, first of all, it's not going to work. We're in the minority. Second of all, you know, people need to get together and have, you know, have a non-violent solution, I don't want to see a revolution happen.
No.
I don't want to shoot anybody.
I don't want to do any of that stuff. I'd rather it be peaceful.
Peacefully resolved.
And it can be. And you're right, the Free State Project is the answer there. But let's go on here. Gail Donahue, a city lawyer, called the searches a life and death necessity. And said the city shouldn't wait for a specific threat or an attack to crack down. We should crack down on your freedoms every day, everywhere you go, because we need to keep you safe from freedom.
You know, if they just shut down the subways, nobody would bomb them. If they just shut them off,
And you know what, to suggest...
It solves the problem.
To suggest that checking people's bags on the subway will prevent people from dying in a subway is so asinine. If you're a terrorist and you want to go blow up the subway... You send somebody down there during rush hour with a bomb in their backpack. And if they manage to get through the security, then you get to blow up the subway car.
Because the guy intends
caught,
to die.
Right. If they get caught at the security, then he just reaches in his pocket and goes beep, and then boom, blows up the entire subway platform instead of the car. And if it's rush hour, there's going to be hundreds of people down there. Well, why does it matter if he blows it up on the platform versus in the car? This is all you're doing with your stupid searches. That's it. And we also pointed out that they could just very easily turn around, walk away, and go try the other entrance to the subway if they don't actually have
to get frisked.
Right. Not that we're encouraging them to force people to be frisked.
I don't think any terrorists
are listening to the show. Or they could go out and get on a bus, or they could go into the bottom of a large office building.
It's all about power. It's all about control. Was it Deborah Davis that was caught in Denver recently? She was just on a bus. She was just on a bus riding through part of the city. And the federal agent gets on the bus and demands to see her identification. Well, thank goodness she refused to show it to him. But she realized what was up. She realized this is just nothing more than a power grab.
Absolutely.
Nobody was made safer by her being asked for identification, as though terrorists are going to not have fake IDs or something like that to show people. And how about the new Express line at the airports? Have you heard about that, Manwich?
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
The one where you get to pay $80 and you don't have to go through any more security?
You pay
forever,
your
or is it $80 each time?
Forever. There's you probably have to renew it from time to time. More coming back.
Sure.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's your show. Take control.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, last 7 months of the show there on the front page of the site for free. Go get them, freetalklive.com.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your friends and family's wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get your choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from the growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get the same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of the 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings at 1-800-Flowers.com. Your floors to choice.
Let's talk to Eric in Oregon. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Take control of the show. What's up, Eric?
Hi. I got a question for you about spam. Have you ever considered the idea that maybe spam is being used as a means to communicate to other people out there? Say a group wants to communicate to their members, but they don't want to be tracked or they don't want anybody to know where it's going, so they spam it out.
That's an idea.
I've gotten emails, I look at them, you're not supposed to open spam, but I do because I'm curious.
They put random words down at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. It's weird stuff, like, good luck to their, I can't agree, 1986, 1916, in 1812.
I think that that was meant to. I think that's meant to confuse the spam catching programs that exist in the different.
What I wonder is, have you ever seen the movie A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe?
No, I haven't.
Go see it. You would enjoy that movie.
Why?
It's a movie that a lot of people don't know about this. It's about a code breaker. Russell Crowe is a schizophrenic with he studies codes during I might be World War II.
Okay.
And he's studying messages that are put in articles that are written in a newspaper. And in the movie he studies these newspapers and he just loses his mind. And because he's studying these messages in the newspaper, and what he was is he could find these codes that apparently people were publishing things in the newspaper, and he could just see the codes being published. It was like certain letters were being used in a certain manner so that those letters could be pulled out.
The same thing.
Who does what now?
Why can't this spam be the same thing?
Well, I suppose it could be. It seems a little paranoid to me. I mean, if you have a network of operatives that you want to get information to, why not just email them directly with privacy
protection? Post a private website.
The CIA would track and find out who was going.
No, they wouldn't. You give the CIA way too much credit, Eric, because the CIA is a bunch of lazy, shiftless bureaucrats.
Okay, the black op groups out there, they got the supercomputers.
You're pretending like there's you know what? You think that these conspiracy theorists, people like you, you believe way too much in the government. You believe the government is omniscient. You believe the government sees everything that's going on, and it's nothing but paranoia, Eric.
I think it's possible, Eric. I'm
not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. But I do consider conspiracy theory ideas.
You just told me that you think the government can monitor all this communication and that they're so powerful.
I do think that. I do think that.
What makes you think that? Just because they're scary and dark and black cloaked?
No, because of that. It's because I've heard about the supercomputers they've had out there, and I've heard about their plans, what they want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they say they...
What can their supercomputers do? Huh? What have you heard?
Oh, they have a network together. They have, like, not just one central computer. They have a network of computers working in a neural net kind of thing. So
a
one
neural
of
net.
One does some processing here, one does some processing
What's
there.
It processing exactly?
I don't know. I have to ask the guys who are running it.
Yeah, okay. So you don't know. You don't know anything.
They're collecting data. I'm sure they're collecting data, and they'll have, like, keyword searches they're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
If they want
to collect data from what? From where? You've never even thought this through. You've just heard scary things passed down through the grapevine, and you don't know anything about it.
I have no problem saying this. Go do it. Do a search for the Jolly Rogers cookbook. Just go ahead and do a search for the Jolly Rogers cookbook and see what you find, and see all the websites that are shut down that contain this
bomb-making information.
Bomb-making information is in that cookbook.
Info on how to make drugs.
It's all over the place.
Terrorist stuff.
Search for whatever you want on the Internet. It's everywhere.
Okay,
They're not stopping it.
You guys are jumping to conclusions here.
You're jumping to a conclusion.
You've never heard of Rince, Joe. He comes after you, right?
I've never listened and never will.
I don't listen to
conspiracy mongering garbage.
You don't listen to Rince at all?
Nope.
He comes right after your show.
I have my own show, dude. I've got other things to do with my life than listen to all the other shows on my network.
Well, he's a pretty unique guy, okay? So.
Sure, he's just as unique as Art Bell.
No,
whatever.
Art Bell is a nut.
Oh, what makes Art Bell a nut and Jeff Rentz not?
Jeff thinks.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, I've listened to Art on the air before, and he sounds like he's a thoughtful guy, too. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791.
I think it's possible that if somebody wanted to disseminate information, that one of the ways they could get away with it would be by sending out a bunch of spams with that info in it.
How inefficient and pointless.
Because you have to confuse the enemy.
Huh? Why would you want to even let the enemy read your communications? If you have people you want to communicate with, communicate them directly. Use privacy protection. Encrypt your communications. That's almost uncrackable.
Then why do they have these words at the bottom of the...
For the reason you gave, man, which to confuse the spam filters.
I suspect that's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
but
that's exactly
it's
the
possible
reason.
There's one sliding through now and then that's not so much.
And what about these massive computers that are processing information on the neural net? Well, where are they getting their information? What do you think, they're sniffing out every single email server around the world and sniffing over all of the different emails that are passing? At every second that passes by, there are probably several million emails that are passing from one server to another. It's an exercise in impossibility to try to sniff out all those emails. It's just not possible. I don't care how good your hardware is. I mean, Johnson, come on.
The hardware does not exist because the actual lines of communication, the T1 lines and the actual phone lines, couldn't support the amount of traffic it would require in order to do that. There's just not enough bandwidth in every line to do that. It's a physical impossibility.
Sorry, Eric. It's all paranoia. I don't care how educated your favorite talk show host is. It's garbage. More Free Talk Live coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on Trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Phone lines are busy, so doubtful you're going to be able to make it through this show. But we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to call in and bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, or even some paranoid, kooky, schizophrenic theory that you have. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. All of it is free, and you can go and get it on the house. But if you want to support the show on a voluntary basis, we have the option for you. It's the Amplifier Program, amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty and freedom on a nightly basis, and you want to support that, you want to get us on more radio stations, you want more internet listeners to the show, your dollars will be used to advertise our show, to promote Free Talk Live around the world. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com.
I feel like we need the amp mobile and the amp signal.
How about the amp girls?
That is a good idea. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Tobiah. Tobiah in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You don't mind. Well, I'm just going to geek out on you and tell you why you shouldn't open spam and what those letters really mean on the bottom of your email.
Tell me, Tobiah.
Well, first, you shouldn't open spam because they have special images, like one-pixel images, which is basically like a image you can't see. But what it does is when you open a spam email, it knows you opened that email.
Right.
The spammer knows.
The spam company knows.
What if you have HTML turned off on your email client?
No, even if you have HTML turned off, there's also some ways, if you have not properly configured your thing, like if you're using Microsoft Outlook, sometimes you have a check where it'll automatically allow return receipts, which can be handy, but they also allow spammers to instantly know this is a good email address, and they spam it.
Once they know that email's good, they keep sending them. Now, what was the other tip?
Now, also, the letters at the bottom are to help confuse Bayesian filtering. Quick overview for you. Bayesian filtering is basically the newest technology of spam filtering, where it senses the words in the email and makes sure that there isn't words like free money, and makes sure there are words like your friend's name.
Huh.
So those words at the bottom are designed to confuse the Bayesian filtering.
So therefore, if there are more regular sounding email words in there, it'll let it through. Very interesting. Tobias, we got a scram.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Jeff in Louisiana. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, I wanted to confirm what the guy was talking about the government listening in. It's called Project Echelon.
Yeah, and it's garbage, Jeff.
Well, not according to CBS News.
Oh, yeah? So because a big news organization is reporting on something the government's doing, must mean it's true, huh? You think they do a lot of investigation? Please.
Well, they had pictures, and it's run.
pictures of a big box, right? A big computer.
I want to put a copy, I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure that Project Echelon is a group of government officials who are listening in on a segment of emails. It does not mean that they're doing...
No, that's carnivore. Radio waves.
Radio waves, whatever, listening to communications. They're listening to a specific group of people. It's targeted. It's not everyone.
Yeah,
On 60 Minutes, they showed how they run it in Britain, because it's illegal to run it in the United States.
Yeah.
It's fine, though, but if you start sending out bunches of emails saying, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to bomb this, and whatever, they're not going
to
show up at your door for a while until you start...
Bomb, bomb, bomb. We're back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. It's Free Talk Live. Have a great night.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.